going on, Moviegoer Talk fans? This is Brian Nilsson, another episode of the Moviegoers Podcast. However, this isn't really a cast of people talking today. It's just me, solo discussion on a film I saw recently. Now, I haven't done a lot of these past like few months. However, I just recorded a bunch of my thoughts on films that have come out recently, like Wonder Woman, The Mummy, and It Comes at Night, which I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to be releasing all these podcasts I've been recording this week, like every other day. So let's go into It Comes at Night. Now, I'm not going to do a traditional review of this movie because this movie's like weird as hell, and I'm actually just going to share my thoughts on it because I think there's a lot of stuff going on here with like marketing and critics' reactions as to horror fans' reactions and my reaction for that matter. So I'm just going to tell you how I saw this thing and my thoughts on it. So my buddy Christian Watercutt, right? High school friend, just chilling. It's Friday night. He texts me. He's like, yo, let's go see It Comes at Night. I'm like, awesome, invite David. He's like, nah. And I'm like, please? And he's like, okay. And I'm like, well, we don't have to invite him. So we invite him. And then we also had our other friend, Jeff. So we all go. Haven't even seen a trailer for this thing. Watch it on the way there. And it looks like a straight-up horror film. Looks like it's a really crazy monster movie about to go see. Walk in there. See it. This is an A24 movie. It's like an indie film that got a lot of praise at these film festivals from around the world and the country. See it. Now, okay. This movie's really, really well made. Directed by Trey Edward Schultz. Basically, it's about this family. Joel Edgerton's the father. And it's in a near future where some kind of virus is spread around the country and we're in some kind of like post-apocalyptic world where a lot of humans have died and he's hiding in his house with his family and they're just like, you know, protecting each other, have supplies, they have a dog. So in the trailer for this movie, it's super, super misleading. It's not a monster movie at all. It is a horror, but not at all the horror film the trailers were pitching. And this is one of the most misleading marketing campaigns, I think, for a film I've seen in recent memory. I think it's because the critics were like, oh yeah, this movie's the best. It's the best horror movie to come out in recent years. This is the scariest thing you'll see. And I don't think a lot of these critics actually see a lot of horror movies. So whenever they say that, it's because they don't see a lot of horror films. So when they're surprised they see a good one, they're like, oh my God, and we had to rave about this thing. And that happened last year with The Witch, and maybe the year before. This is not the scariest horror movie to come out in recent years. It is scary, though, and it is effective, and we're going to talk about it. I just think some marketing campaigns saw what the critics were saying about it, and like, we got to market it like it's a crazy-ass horror film with monsters! And it's not that at all. So Joel Edgerton, right? He's with his wife. He's with his son, Travis. Interracial relationship. Cool. Moving on. Basically, what happens is, they're just out hunting one day, and then at night, they're not allowed to go out at night because they're afraid people might get sick. They're always wearing these gas masks. Someone comes at their door and they're like, who the hell is it? They knock the guy out. It's this guy named Will. He also has a family. Joel Edgerton ties him to a tree and is like, you better tell me the truth or I'm going to kill you with my shotgun and all this stuff. So he's like, listen, I got a wife. I got a kid just like you. And we're looking for water. And I was with my brother and he died and all this shit. And then he's like, all right, you know what? Prove it because I'm a good man. I'm not going to kill you. And I kind of trust you, but not fully. So let's go find your wife and kid. Finds his wife and kid and they slowly bond and they live with each other now, both families, and they're mirroring each other. It's a guy, a son, and a wife. Right there, it's interesting. It's like a play. It's this really small cast, six characters, and there's a lot of dialogue and it builds up and it just felt really personal. The way that this film is shot felt like you were sitting right there with the characters. It's all kind of at one location. I even got a bit of a Shining vibe where maybe since you're just locked up in close quarters, you kind of go crazy, and I think that's what this movie was going towards. So the horror in this movie is more psychological than physical. The way the trailers were kind of portraying this movie was that there's a monster in the woods. Even the poster of this movie is this dog barking at something in the woods. And you're like, what's the dog barking at? Never resolved. So the biggest issue I'm going to have with this movie, a lot of questions and stuff and ideas proposed that are not answered at all, even attempted at being answered. Now, I don't need to be given every answer. One of my favorite shows is Lost, and they don't answer everything, but I mean, there's some things I can make up in my head that I love. My other favorite show, The Leftovers. So much stuff they don't answer. So much stuff. But their little breadcrumb trail, and I can kind of follow and kind of make up my mind, like, oh, the writer had an idea there somewhere, and I can kind of figure it out if I watch it 70 more times. Another director that's great at this is Stanley Kubrick. 2001: A Space Odyssey. So much stuff, so many ideas and questions, and just objects thrown out there that we never get a resolution to. However, like each time I watch it, I pick up on something new and I have a new idea about it. And you can just tell he had something there, and he doesn't lay it out for us. We got to figure it out on ourselves. And that's one thing that's beautiful about film. However, this movie, this director, really let me down the third act. Really let me down. So the very end of the movie, there's so many things he proposes, and it gets so intriguing. Like at one point, this guy reveals that, like, oh, he doesn't have a brother. He was an only child. And he's like, well, why did you say you're living with your brother earlier? Then it's never brought up again. It gets you intrigued. You're like, oh, I'm not trusting this guy, but never resolve. We don't find that out. There's a certain character or animal, shoot, spoiler, fine, dog, dies in the movie. Never find out how it died. It got laid right on the doorstep. Don't find out who did it. A character may or may not be sick in this movie. Two characters may or may not be sick in this movie. Never find out if they actually were or not. So it was just really, really frustrating how the intensity and the buildup was going to this big, great climax, and stuff happens, but nothing is resolved. And not even like in the tiniest bit. Like I can deal with movies that have an open-ended ending, like Inception, you know, that beautiful, the top spinning at the end, and then you're like about to fall, and then you can kind of come up with your own ending there. You can figure it out, watch it a few more times, and be like, you know what, it was totally gonna fall, that was just like a stylistic ending. Or you can say, no, it was a dream the whole time. Point is, there was an idea there, someone did have an ending, they just didn't show it to us, but we know there was an ending there. I looked into this director and what he said about this film, and he did not have answers to half of these things he put in the movie, which really bothers me. So that kind of pisses me off. Overall, this movie's really well acted, it's very intense. I just think the editing really screwed it over at the end, and with the dream sequences and all that, it just kind of took me out of the movie. And I think horror fans are really not going to like this movie because it was marketed to just trick them and ploy them into seeing it, and it's not like that at all. However, the psychological paranoia nightmare horror is very, very present here. I'm really interested to see what this director does in the future. I just did not like how this movie ended, and it left me really frustrated. Overall, I'd say I still like the movie. I'll probably give it like a 6.5 out of 10, but he really let me down with the ending. That's my thoughts on It Comes at Night. Please comment or email moviegoersthoughts@gmail.com, and you can tell me what you thought of It Comes at Night. I'm Ryan Nilsson. Thanks for listening.